This year chasing our 18th banner. Roster so deep, our bench finally got an answer. We got the heart, maybe not the glamour. When you spell team, you best watch your grammar. Ignore the refs when we led by Tatum. Big ass and squeeze, corner threes makes them. Batman and Jalen, our defense at anchors. Brogdon off the bench, giving more flavor. Smart is the heart, and the best actor. Getting every charge, intense in the matchup. Now getting ready for hot takes and laughter. Cause you tuning in to the boys in the rafters.
What up? This is episode 122 of the Rafters podcast, brought to you by Couch Guy Sports. Across the virtual table from the man, Connor Strayer. Banner 18, baby. We are champions.
We did it. Well, not we. Well, we talked enough shit.
Metaphorically, so.
We talked enough shit about him all year as you're drinking a bottle. To like,
you did.
Hey.
I believed. This champagne is for the believers right here. This is for the people that knew it the whole time.
I mean, yeah, you and like the whole rest of the world. I mean, come on.
Yeah, well, you know, it pays to be a bandwagon fan. It pays to completely buy into a team and know that they're going to win from Jump Street.
Yeah, and now you
don't have any champagne because you're here.
I drank it last night. Mm. But yeah, I agree with you. Oh,
tastes like most championships in NBA history.
Yeah, I wish we were around for the other 17.
Oh, we were around for the 17.
Or sorry, 16 of them.
Yeah, that would have been pretty tight. But we fucking won, baby. I can't believe it. So fired up.
Oh, we called Lord. It. Well, you said, what would you say at the beginning? You said a sweep or six games, seven games?
I said six. Prediction? So, you know, I was more doubtful toward the end. So I'm not going to stand
here. Yeah, and I wasn't.
Still, if I believed you, after shitting on them all year, said they'd
predicted,
win at five. So you were spot
predicted,
on.
And predicted Brown win MVP. So
you
it was
do.
Two for two
we
there.
Made a bet on that in the last episode, which has escaped my mind now, probably on purpose. Because I would imagine
like
I owe you
bucks.
I think it was about 50. I think it was a hefty sum of money.
No, I talked you down. I
said, oh, you did? So
yeah,
it's probably like 20,
you said 50.
I'll go back
and
look at it.
No, don't
Either
worry
way,
about it.
I'm a man of my word. No, we're sharing in this victory. It'll be my pleasure. Oh, I got like the champagne burps.
Oh, there you go. Well, I'll talk while you do that. But yeah, crazy to watch. I mean, at the beginning of the playoffs, you wouldn't have. I mean, yeah, number one seed going and everything. Did we expect every team to get hurt? No. Did we expect to play the Mavericks? No.
No,
but
certainly not.
They worked with what they were dealt. I mean, you can't really.
Like, what else are you supposed to do? Like,
they
demand
lost, would
that the other players be healthy? No.
Yeah, and at
you.
The end, we did play a healthy-ish Mavs team. It's like, as much as, like, a team could be healthy, it's not like they were missing a star any of the games.
No.
Luka was beat up, but it's not like
but,
he was
but if you
hurt.
Make it to the finals, everyone's beat up. Like, you
played
80-some
especially they
played, games.
Like, seven-game series. Like, they didn't have any five-game series. Or they might have, but, like, they were hobbled at the end.
Yeah. So the Celtics finished with a regular season and playoff record 80-21, which is good for a winning percentage of 79.2. We'll bump that bitch up to 80.
Which is not the best.
No, it's 13th all time. Oddly behind or tied with a team that didn't win or even make the finals, the 2008-2009 Cavs.
Really?
Yeah, which I thought was really weird. They didn't even make the finals. I think that was the year they lost to Dwight Howard.
Okay.
If I remember that correctly.
Yeah.
That was the year Bron had that crazy buzzer beater.
Oh, and Dwight Howard went to the finals that year. Right?
Yeah, and then
the
lost
Magic,
to the Lakers.
I mean, that was the NBA Lakers won. Like, the Lakers shit on them. Was that 2001?
Yeah, Kobe smoked him. No, that was 2008, 2009, I believe. I'm quite sure it was 2009.
Okay. A question.
Then the 2010, the Celtics won again against the Lakers.
Question. Could this team, we're looking at, so this year's Celtics team went 16-3 in the playoffs.
Yes.
In terms of like other teams, I'll list the ones above them. So the 2000, and I'm going to take away like these older teams that didn't have to play like as many games. Cause like there was
be
the
a
Bucks
minimum
in
of
15 the 70s.
Games.
Yeah. The Bucks in 70, 71 played 14 games total. So like they didn't play as much. So we're going to take out that Bucks team, the Lakers in 81, 82, they didn't play as many games.
Yeah, we'll call it the modern age.
The modern age. Well, you're gonna put the now. We'll take the Pistons, 88, 89 Pistons out, even though.
No, the
So we're
17 games, we can count that. That's
no, it
relatively
wasn't. It
close,
was
no.
yeah, it was 17. Sorry.
Yeah.
Now they played 19 though. Celtics played. Okay, whatever. I would still probably take the Celtics over that team, but I guess we'll go Chicago Bulls. 90-91 Chicago Bulls. Are they better than them?
90-91 Chicago Bulls.
Who lost two games in the playoffs, all throughout the playoffs? They played 17
Who'd
games.
they beat?
In the finals? I'm not sure. I'm just looking at, I just see like
You just
the
got the
best, their
chart up.
record of, yeah, I just have the chart. But
I
that's I'm assuming that's with, that's Jordan. That's hold on, I can tell you who they played right now. They played the Lakers in the finals, it's saying.
Yes. Yeah, they did. They
And beat them in
gentlemen
five.
swept them. Yeah.
And that must have been
Huh.
like Magic's last year or something.
Okay,
Or
so
maybe Magic was out of there.
this
Yeah, it
team's
had
rocking with Jordan, Craig
Pippen.
Hodges, Horace Grant, Bill Cartwright. You know, kind of seems like a carry job by Jordan here. Of
Yeah.
course, they do have Scottie. I'm gonna give this one to the Celtics. Like,
Okay.
I
That's
think
fair
that's
enough.
like we just have the star power. Like
That's fair enough.
we have more firepower.
Okay.
Obviously, it's tough to compare eras, but Porzingis would absolutely roast Horace Grant on the perimeter. It'd be ugly.
Agree with you on that. What about, so next in line is the Spurs, who went 15-2, 98, 89, 8, 98. 99 Spurs, who beat the Knicks in the finals. They had a, actually, I could look at all this shit. Their roster, they had Steve Kerr, they had an old Steve Kerr, huh? So they, of course, they had
Yeah.
Tim Duncan. They had,
Antonio Daniels was a beast. Avery
yeah,
Johnson.
David Robinson at center, too, still old,
Yeah.
but still like good at that time. Tim Duncan was only 22, so he was a fresh. He didn't really
He
even
was a
have, I don't think
rookie.
he even did that much on this team.
No, he crushed it. He was fantastic. He was the reason they won. He was
And
really,
then
really
this
good.
team actually like surprised they won it all. I mean, it's not like they had a
Yeah, they
crazy
came out of
star
nowhere,
power.
right? Yeah,
Yeah, but
and
they
Sean
yeah.
Elliott was a beast. Mario Elie was decent. They did have Jerome Kiersey, who I always loved. This one, I hate to say it just because of the big men, I'd give it to the Spurs. Like, I think David Robinson and Tim Duncan would
Yeah.
annihilate. Like, we can't defend that. What's Al Horford gonna stop Duncan or Duncan Robinson, David Robinson? Like, no chance.
And I'm assuming they played great defense. Like that was
Yeah, they were
probably a
perfect.
defensive heavy team. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll cut out the 94, the 49-50 Lakers since they only played 12 games. And
Yeah.
then we're gonna go 82-83 76ers. No, they only played 13. So then it's the 2000-2001 Lakers, who went 15-1. That team had a, I mean, they were stacked. I don't think I'd pick the Celtics over them. I
Yeah,
mean,
I'm
they had
not picking the
Kobe,
Celtics either. We're not
Derek
even getting here for that
Fisher,
one. Yeah.
Shaq,
Neither one of us, I'm fired up about this title. Neither one of us are picking them over the 2000 Lakers.
And then I'm assuming they're not beating the Warriors, whatever. Yeah, the six the 2016 2017 Warriors, probably not.
Yeah. So we talked about this in the last show.
Yeah.
And I forget what our conclusion was. It probably wouldn't be pretty, though. A prime Klay, Steph, and KD, we'd be in trouble.
Yeah. So like
Any team
those top
would.
teams, yeah, those top teams we probably don't beat.
Yeah.
Even there's like we so we lost three games all playoffs. I mean, there's a ton of other teams that lost three or four that I still think we would lose to. I mean, even
Yeah.
the what was like the 2008 Celtics, I don't even see them on here.
Yeah, well,
I
they
think they
went to
went
seven
seven
in the
games.
first series. Yeah, so they're not
Yeah.
even in contention here. Do
And
you
I don't even
think
think they
this
beat
team
that
is
team.
better than the 2000? You don't
No
think they're
shot.
better than that? Okay.
No shot. They would get
Yeah.
pummeled. Kevin
Honestly, it's
Garnett
a
would talk so
toss-up.
much shit.
He would. I gotta say, it's a toss-up in my mind. I wouldn't be able to pick a winner there. I gotta say, I'd have no fucking idea.
Tatum versus Pierce. Pierce wins that every day.
Yeah, but it's hardly ever that simple either, though. Like, I don't
Yeah,
know.
totally.
Both both teams are so good. Like, I don't know. In that
I
sense, I think
don't
they just match up weird.
Rondo on that team. Like,
Yeah.
I think it would be not a great, it would be huge mismatches for this
It
current
would
Celtics team,
almost certainly they
especially
the
down low.
08 team would probably win in six, or it would go to seven.
I
It'd
say
be a
five.
toss-up. Wow,
I
that's
say
bold. Yeah,
five.
I
I
don't
don't
think
even
it'd
think
be
it's
that
close.
close.
I just
I
don't
don't
think
think it'd be that
it's.
close.
I
So
don't
there is a lot of doubt in the Celtics team. Like a lot of people, even
know.
in
Yeah.
this last closeout game, like they're getting a ton of shit on social media
Totally.
today for an easy finals run. But that every team gets that. When the Nuggets won it, everyone shit on them too.
They did. But they're comparing this team to like the bubble Lakers team.
Yeah, which I
Is that
think is
fair enough?
no. I think
No.
that's unreasonable beyond belief. I absolutely hate that. But
Yeah, same.
this Celtics team does have a propensity to blow leads. And even in this last closeout game five, the Celtics were up 20 with like 4 minutes left. They were up like between 20 and 26 with like 4 minutes left. And I was just like, I really wish like the game would just fast forward and end. Like if you're playing a 2K game and you could be like just sim to the end, like that's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, oh God, like I kept waiting for that Mavs run and it just never really happened, thank God.
They were missing a ton of
Mazula,
shots,
they
open
were.
shots.
Yeah. Mazula went small ball for like 5 minutes. He took out Horford and Porzingis, and then Daniel Gafford had like three straight dunks. And then he was like, all right, fuck that. He
Yeah.
put Porzingis back in. He's like, that was dumb. I can't get back out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Like, we're champions. We fucking won it.
Yeah.
It incredible, incredible feeling. What were your because we haven't covered this series since before the finals even
Yeah, we didn't
started. So
cover
we had our
anyone.
predictions and then this. So as the series went on, take me through your emotions here. After game one, they win
Okay.
107-89. How are you feeling then?
Pretty confident.
Yeah.
But then, like, we
Because
saw
you were
all the
originally
game
saying
twos.
Celtics in five,
Yeah,
which you
so I was
nailed.
thinking they win both games at home. A finals champion will win both games at home. I mean, you kind of have to. So win those two games easy, and then my, like I said, Celtics at five before the season, before the
So,
series started.
yes.
I was thinking, yeah, they would have lost one in Dallas, which they did. I didn't know which
Okay.
one,
So
three or
going
four.
into game three, were you like, did you
I was
think
a little
Dallas
weary.
could win
Yeah,
both?
I mean, maybe not both. Well, because I said five, but definitely one, just because like it's not a series until
Just
the
because you
wait.
said it, did it cross your mind? Were you like, fuck, like, what if we
Yeah, I
blow
mean, they
this?
like they say it's not a series until the other team gets a home game. So it's like,
Yeah.
of course, the Celtics were the number one seed. You're supposed to win those two games. You have a complete advantage playing your first two games at home. You win those two. You're supposed to. That's how it goes. Like, blah blah blah. Yeah, wasn't a series till the Mavericks played at home, but they went out in game three. What was that score? They probably crushed them, right?
106-99. It was actually closer
Yeah, it
than
was
we,
actually like closer than we
yeah.
like usually like to think, but they got it done towards the end. I don't think
That
it was
was the one
anything.
Luka fouled out of. Do you remember that
Yep.
game?
And
Yeah.
Brown came in the clutch again. Another
Like
reason why he won
crazy.
MVP. He
Yeah, I think
guarded
he had
Luka like a
30 or
dog that
31
whole
in that
game.
game.
He annoyed the
Yeah.
shit out of Luka. Yeah,
Yeah.
that was when Luka was like crying and yada
Yeah,
yada
he was flipping
yada.
out. Well, like there was a pattern for all these games where it's like Luka started out scalding hot, not in game one. I think he was flat out terrible from jump street. All of game one, like I know he finished with 30 somewhat, but it was the ugliest 30 ball I've ever seen. Like I think he was terrible start to finish game one. The defense that we just came out firing. But in all the other ones, he averaged like 30 points in the first half of every single game, went out there and absolutely crushed us. But then he went so hard in the first half, he was almost useless at the
He's
end.
gassed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it sucked. I mean, because I actually do like Luka. I know a lot,
I
obviously,
know
of
you are.
Celtic.
Yeah. You're a
Like,
big
I mean,
Luka
I think he's a
fan.
great player. Like, he's going to be one of the greats when it's all said and done if he stays healthy and gets in maybe a little
Yeah.
bit better shape. But, like, dude, you can't deny the fact that that kid was balling. Obviously, we got to hate on him because, like, we can't root for him because, like, he's on the other team. But
Yeah, but
Luka's
he was
great.
going crazy. Like he can score
Yeah.
any which way.
And he's gonna have a bright future, you think? You would have to assume just because like he puts up these numbers. He didn't carry this team to the finals. I wouldn't say that. Kyrie Irving
Yeah, it was
helped
a
a lot
mutual
towards the
effort.
end. It was a mutual effort. So I don't think he was like that great that like he carried this Mavs team. I don't think that was the maybe in for like bandwagon Mavs fans or anyone else that doesn't really watch
Yeah, the
the Mavs play a lot.
casuals.
The casuals would probably like, well, Luka probably carried him there. Nah. I mean, he had a huge, he was a huge help in it. He played, obviously, he finished second in MVP voting. So it's like,
yeah,
he was
but
pretty
the reason
valuable
they
to
made
his
the
team.
finals, like Derek Jones
Was their
Jr. and
bench
PJ
players? Yeah.
Washington were
Well,
hitting threes. They were all about the
they're,
corner threes. We talked about it in our last show where I was like, all right, like points of contention here. Like Mavs are number one in corner threes. Celtics are number one in defending corner threes. And you saw in
yeah.
game one, we locked that shit down. PJ Washington, no, we did. We
There's a lot of
shut
open
that
threes,
ass
though.
down. Dude, we had the Mavericks singing Akon. They're like, I'm locked up. It won't let me out. Like, no one had a chance. No one's
Yeah.
getting open. No one's hitting shots. PJ Washington finished with 14 in game one. Fucking miracle. I don't know how he got 14. He was not playing well. Derrick
Yeah.
Jones Jr., more fitting. He had 5 in game one. And all across the
Yeah.
board, not great. 17 for PJ Washington in game two, 11 for Derrick Jones Jr. in game two. Like they were not getting the contribution they wanted. And a lot of these PJ Washington numbers, these are low calorie numbers. A lot of these points have to be coming late in the game because I do not remember him having nearly as much impact. Game three, he's got
Game three, he had who, Washington? He had 13
13.
points,
Yeah, and
seven
then Derrick Jones Jr.
rebounds.
had
And
two. Like
yeah,
this is
it's
the
just their
point here.
guys didn't
Like,
show up.
yeah, you can't do it consistently against the Celtics team. The defense from the Celtics were immaculate from start to
Yeah,
finish. They were going crazy.
especially last night's game. I mean,
Yeah.
we watched them clamp down. They weren't going to lose it after getting kind of embarrassed in game four.
Yeah.
Did they do that on purpose? No, they just didn't shoot well in game four at all. They didn't make
Yeah.
any of their open shots, so it was tough
I'm
to
glad you said
watch.
that because that's the point. Like, even the best teams have bad shooting nights. Like, those great
Yeah.
Warriors teams lost a game or two here and there
Tatum's
because
had every bad shooting night. Sorry.
because sometimes you save the negativity for later when we talk about Tatum. I'm sure you have much to say
Yeah.
on the subject. But like, the three ball can't fall every night. So game four was fucking atrocious. Like that. But every team's gonna have a bad shooting night. Like I kind of saw it coming eventually. Like, what are we just gonna like keep hitting threes and playing stellar defense and getting people wide open? No, probably not.
Yeah, plus it was like you gotta think about it like that. It's they also played like a good team. It's not like the Dallas
Yeah.
Mavericks are a joke. They yeah, they
That's a
got
good
crushed.
point.
They
It's like
got
the Mavericks made the finals. There's a
yeah, any
reason they
team.
made the finals.
Yeah, if I mean it's like even if they played, let's see like what the sixth seed was in the West, who was that? The Phoenix Suns. They probably would have lost a game to the Phoenix Suns in the
Yeah,
finals. Like
the
they
Suns.
probably
I
would have
thought
lost
the
a
Suns
game.
were going to be really sick. They
It's
weren't
very
playing
rare.
well,
I think
though.
it yeah, there's like where was it? Like a stat I read. It was like I don't think an NBA team is swept in the finals in like so it was like
Yeah.
whatever years. It was like 20 plus years.
No, it was the Warriors swept LeBron in
2018. Okay.
17,
But like
18,
it's only
yeah.
happened like since
And
the
then it
fr yeah,
happened
so it's
again.
only
LeBron got swept
1950.
by the Spurs in 2009. No, 2007.
Oh, there's been 9-4-0 sweeps. The last team. Let me see it. But it
Yeah.
doesn't happen often. Like the odds were
No.
like against them, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, you would take that. That's why I like the sweep. You got to be like a legendary team to do that.
Yeah. I was thrilled with the defense. In the modern age where it's all about threes, it's all
Yeah.
about domineering offense, Celtics went in there and brought back defense.
Jrue Holiday. Derek
Yeah,
White.
dude.
Derek White blocked the 7-footer last night.
Derrick White, I swear he had a block in every game. He had to
Honestly, he was close to getting that MVP.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
the
mean,
defense that he
he's a
played
do it
and
all. He's a Swiss Army knife. He's a gadget player. He's good at
like the
everything.
consistency he put up, like he it's not like he I mean he had one bad game, but that was game four where everyone had a bad game.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like it's crazy to think about like Jrue Holiday even played like immaculate defense. Like
Yeah.
he
Oh,
was
he was the
more
best.
of a help than anyone probably thought he was this
Yeah.
series.
I bet him to win finals MVP as well. I hedged my Porzingis bet when he got hurt, and then bet Jrue
Yeah.
Holiday lost on both of them. So that's how that goes. I did want to mention the Porzingis thing too. What were your thoughts when he came in and dominated game one? Just came out the gates crushing
Yeah.
it.
I
Because I
mean,
know we were texting at that point. I know I was flipping out. He drops 20 and 6 on incredible efficiency.
yeah, I just knew they weren't going to keep it up for forever. I mean, he wouldn't keep it up. I didn't think he was going to get hurt, but like,
Yeah.
he's a guy that, you know, he does. He has games like that, especially first game, emotional game, back game one against his old team. Like, they were going to feed
Yeah.
him the ball. That was the plan all along. That was the game plan, was get Porzingis
It
active
clearly was.
early, and he felt it. And then I saw him take a couple of those shots that he took in game one last night, and it was like, woof, he
Well,
airballed.
yeah,
He
and he
airballed
had
a
take some time off, so
yeah.
like
Yeah, it was
that's
probably
expected.
like,
He
all
did
right.
have the
And it
air
was
ball. That
fine
was
because they
fucking
were up. They were
ugly.
up like 20. It was whatever.
Yeah, they
So
were
it's like
crushing him. He didn't
great.
even need to play. They would have killed him
Yeah.
regardless.
Going into next season though, how do you feel about him?
I have been thinking about it. I've kicked the tires on the idea, but I haven't really changed the tire yet. Like I just pondered it over. And I gotta say, I'm not super worried about it. Like the odds of a catastrophic season-ending injury, I like to think are relatively low. Like in the grand scheme of things, I don't think it happens all that much. So if
Yeah.
he just misses spots here and there, like we kind of prayed for all season. Like if he misses a month, fine. Miss a month, like that's fine. As long as he comes back. As long as there's always a timetable for him to return, that's all I really give a fuck about.
And honestly, like at this point, why don't we just rest him like the whole half season?
Yeah,
Like,
dude.
it's kind of crazy to say, but
Imagine
like,
just rest him the whole season, make him just a playoff
yeah, because all you need is like, I mean, without him, you definitely could lock up at
You
least
can
the
lock
third
up top
spot.
three seed,
Yeah, top 3
100%.
seed without
Yeah,
him.
we're
I
on
think
the
you
same
definitely would
page
need him to
there.
lock up that one seed, but like without him, you're definitely locking up that
Dude,
3 seed.
imagine they go to Porzingis. They're like, "All right, hey, we got an idea. You're not going to play at all. No 82 games now. You're not
You
playing
still get your
one of
pay.
those
Get
games.
paid
Yeah,
all your
you get
salary.
paid full, absolutely. All your benchmarks that we'll pay those too, but." We want you healthy for every playoff game. Just come in, all 16 playoff games, play them all. We're gonna get another
Yeah.
championship. Like,
I
great.
think he would
He'd
sign up.
absolutely say no. I think he'd absolutely say no, but it would be fucking hilarious.
I mean, he's that fragile. It's like
He
you were
is. He
surprised that
is.
he lasted until now, and then everyone's
Yeah.
like starting to see how fragile he is. It's like some of these
And we
injuries were
talked
like,
about that.
excuse
Like,
me,
dude,
what? Like,
when you're 7'3",
you
when
get
you're
hurt. Yao Ming was
Yeah,
hurt all the
Joel
time.
Embiid, exactly. Yao Ming, like everyone's hurt. Like I get it, dude. You can't move that much. You can't run up and down a court
Yeah.
for a living if you're 7 foot, whatever. But yeah, no, that game one, dude. That was just a violent orgasm that I
I
was
mean,
able to experience watching Kristaps Porzingis just rip apart his old team in game one of the finals.
yeah, I thankfully cut out on that bet because I had him to win MVP. And I'm like, there's no way he gets. And then it's so like that
Yeah.
$1 bet went up to like 20 something. It was like $1 to win like
Did you
200.
get it?
I
You cut
just
out on
cashed
it?
out at like 20.
You
Yeah.
fucker. Oh, what a good
But it
move.
was good because he didn't play.
Yeah,
It's
that
like
was a
he
smart
played the
move. I
full
hate you,
series.
but
He probably
yeah.
could have done it, but like, yeah, he him well when I predicted Brown to win MVP anyway, so but like
Yeah.
it was either Brown or Porzingis who I thought had like a legit shot. If he played the whole series, he probably would have been second
Yeah.
or third in
Dude, because
voting.
he was so good. Like, we'll move on from his performance game one in a second
Yeah.
because he didn't play up until the fucking end, basically.
Well, something
But
I actually wanted to ask you, like, what's the death
yeah.
gonna be like? Because I mean, well, he's signed for the next. He's signed till.
Just for next season.
No, I think he signed another season too,
I'm
and then
pretty
he's a
sure it's just next
unrestricted free
season that
agent.
he's a no,
No,
it's just
we have
next
him till
season.
2026. So we have him
Do we
24,
really?
25, and then we have him
No
25,
fucking way,
26,
really?
and
Oh
he'll be
my
an
God, that's incredible.
unrestricted free agent
Wow.
in 26,
Dude,
27. He'll be
what a
31 years old.
steal. Wow, I totally thought we just had him for next year.
And he's making 30 around, yeah, 30 mil a year.
Yeah, that's nothing.
I
Brown's
mean,
making like quadruple that.
yeah. I mean, we'll talk about Tatum's contract that he's gonna get. I think I saw it was like 300 something
That's
mil.
funny money at that point. But
But what the question I was gonna ask, like, we have him, but like depth for big men, because if Al's gone, yeah,
No,
I
did
mean,
you
I don't think
hear?
he'll be gone. But what'd you say?
Yeah, well, Wick just came out and said that Al's coming back.
He is okay, but
Dude.
he's aging, so he's not. I mean, like,
Do you have any reservations about Al coming back? Are you like,
No, I mean, he
Yes
played a
or
huge
no?
service. I mean, he was
He
terrible on
was good. He
defense,
was,
but like,
yeah,
yeah.
he was fucking awful on
And
defense, but he was definitely good.
I
Like,
mean,
you know,
yeah,
he
it's
was good
hard
for
to be
10 points a
bad.
game, basically.
Yeah, it's hard to be bad when you're wide open in the corner every game because
Sure.
they're double
Yes.
dropping coverage on Tatum and Brown.
That's a
But
good
yeah,
point. You're absolutely right. But
all he had to
dude,
do was
if
hit
I
those
was talking to
shots.
Al Horford, I'd pull him aside and be like, Al, what the fuck are you doing here? Like, dude,
Yeah.
retire. Like, what are we
You
doing?
think he
Like, he,
should?
dude, he, what is it, 18 years in the league? I don't know
He's
how old he
38.
is. He's super fucking old. Like,
He's what's his birthday? So 6'3". He just turned 38. So by next playoff run, he'd be turning 39.
yeah. So, and I'd be like, dog, like, I get it. You won back to back in college, and you may be some little party that thinks you can win back to back in the pros, and maybe you could.
Oh.
Like, I really like the idea of the Celtics running it back, and that's foresight for next season. I
Yeah,
don't even
for
want,
sure.
we just won one. I don't even want to get into the second one right now. I want to embrace the first one. Otherwise, I think that's greedy. But
Yeah.
I'd be like, dude, like Peyton Manning, like Ray Lewis, like all these greats go out on top. Like, just you made it. It's guaranteed. It's here right now. Just walk,
Go out of
dog.
top
Like, you're
dog.
old. Yeah, like you're old, dude.
And
Just call it.
yeah, but he's gonna be thinking, well, obviously he's come back. He's gonna be thinking, okay, well, like, look at, I got Tatum, Brown here.
Yeah,
They're not
I get
going
it.
anywhere.
No, they're
I
not.
don't know,
Neither is
like the
Porzingis,
pieces.
Drew. Like, they're all there. They're going to re-sign
Yeah.
Derek White. It's going to be the same team.
But
But from
there's
a
not much the
purely,
depth standpoint. Like if he gets hurt
yeah.
and Porzingis gets hurt, who do
It's like,
you
what are we going to do, Doc?
that
Get out of
position's
here so we
weak.
can bring in a young guy that's like, you know, probably going to ball. Like, what are we doing? You're so
So you're
old,
saying draft
Al.
a big guy? Because
No,
at
I'm
this
saying
point,
anything. Draft,
why
like, the
wouldn't
draft
you?
sucks. So, like, I wouldn't even rely on the draft. The draft is the worst fucking draft I've seen in years.
Go
And
out.
we'll get into that later in the offseason. But
So you're saying Brad Bork is magic?
yeah,
Brad
like,
Stevenson.
let Al retire and then bring in, I don't know, who's
They
like
got
a young,
Tillman.
like
He's
a
small,
Jackson
though.
Hayes or something. Yeah, like, I don't know.
Jackson
It's just,
Hayes. Isn't he
I
on like
don't
the
know. Just,
Suns?
no, he's on the Lakers, or he wasn't on the Lakers. He might even be on the Suns. I don't know. That's just a name.
I
Like
remember
somebody
him.
like
Yeah, I
that,
remember
like a
him.
young athletic,
He's on the Lakers. Yeah.
yeah, like a young athletic guy. Like, I'm done with this. Like, get
Yeah.
Jaren Jackson Jr. or somebody like who could
But
be really good.
you don't want to watch Al Horford go 1 for 8 for 3
Love
anymore every game?
him. You know, it's a super tempting sales pitch. Like, you know, I pondered it over and I made a pros and cons list, and I was like, you know, I get to
Yeah.
watch him wide open, brick threes in the corner. And you know, I'll watch him play 46 minutes a game at his, you know, oldest point.
Yeah. But I don't know. I think he kind of meant a lot to the team because he's
He did.
a
He
guy that
absolutely
has
did.
been there, done that. He hadn't won a
Yeah.
championship, but he's
No.
been to the playoffs. He's been all over the league at this point.
Yeah.
Journeyman. He was once the top five player in the NBA. Al Horford.
By your standards, I don't think by anyone else's
I mean,
standards,
he was
but.
like, he almost won MVP 1 year.
Which is blasphemous to me.
And his
I
team was
can't.
like number one in the standings quite a few
And
times. I
then they
mean,
got swept by the Cavs.
they
But,
did.
like, you
Well, I mean,
know.
LeBron is LeBron, but
Yeah, you're right.
yeah,
But,
I mean, even the way he went up to like Tatum after, like, he was like, I think
yes.
he needs to be there in some form of way. Even if he retired, I think he would be like a coach or something on this team or a guy
Yes,
to
I
be
agree.
there.
And
Bring
that's
him in.
fine. I
Yeah.
just don't think he should come back to play. And I do believe that he's probably way more important to the team than I'm giving him credit for. Like, fans
Oh,
will never know
100%.
the behind the scenes of how important, like, those old Pacers teams
I think we will
had.
though. They made a documentary about this team all year.
Did they?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome, dude. I cannot wait to see that.
So like I think we will see how important Al Horford was. And Drew
That would be
Holiday.
so
I
tight.
mean, Drew Holiday's
Yeah,
been there,
well,
actually been there,
he's
done
the
that.
truth. Yeah.
So it's like he's a
He's going to
guy I
get
think
Hall of
people
Fame
don't
case
think
now.
about at all. I don't think if we
Yeah.
don't have Drew Holiday, I don't think we win this. I don't think we win the
No.
finals, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't think we make it there. Let's not say win it. I mean, when you get there, you have a chance to win it. But if you don't have Drew
Yes.
Holiday, I don't. The moves that Brad made this offseason, grabbing Drew and Porzingis, even though Porzingis had no say in the playoffs, like whatever. Drew Holiday, those two pieces were huge.
Yeah, and like an absolute steal to flip Kemba Walker for Al Horford, to bring Al Horford back, and then to
Thank God.
trade Marcus
That worked
Smart
out.
for Porzingis in picks,
Beautiful
then to
trade.
flip, yeah, incredible. Marcus Smart, dude, later. fucking later.
Marcus Morris sucks.
Sucks, dude.
And
Thank
then we got
God.
Porzingis, and then we got
Yeah.
freaking
So we get Porzingis
Drolladay
from
on
that, and we get
sweet steal.
Porzingis and two picks. So we flip one of the picks with Sixth Man of the Year last year, Malcolm Brogdon and Rob Williams. Flip them
Forget about Brogdon.
For Drew Holiday, who was traded to
Yeah.
the Portland Trailblazers for
And
Dame
look,
Lillard.
because what changed between this year's team, championship team, and last year's team? We didn't have Porzingis or Holiday.
Yeah. And we
That
had
was
Marcus Smart.
honestly it. I mean,
Yeah.
Tatum and Brown got better, we could say. Brown,
Yep. I would say
yeah,
Brown
definitely
definitely got
improved.
better. Tatum was probably
Brown,
not
Tatum
better,
was the
but
same. Brown definitely got
yeah.
better. But the two big pieces, and they didn't even make it to the finals. So
Yeah.
I'm gonna give
It
this
was.
season, you gotta congrats Drew Holiday and Porzingis. I mean, without
Yeah.
them, you could confidently say they probably wouldn't have won. Or it wouldn't have been a
Yeah.
guarantee. They wouldn't have won at five, it wouldn't have been a
No,
guarantee.
they
People will
definitely wouldn't
argue,
have
people will
won.
hear
They
that and
wouldn't have
flip
gotten
out,
anywhere
but
close.
people will hear that and
No,
flip
that's the
out. But
point.
like, all
Like,
you gotta do is
Jalen
just
and
look at
Jason
last
aren't
year's
taking them
team.
there.
Jalen and
Yes.
yeah. It was all because, well, not all because, but like I said, they don't have Drew Holiday, Porzingis, they
But
don't win
last
that.
year, they were, like you said, last year, they
Same
were
team.
heavily relying on Jalen and Jason with
Yeah.
like the same kind of surrounding cast without Porzingis and Drew. And now it's like, all right, we get Porzingis, we get Drew. Like, we don't need
Vets,
Jalen and
well,
Jason
somewhat
to
vets.
be the entire offense.
Yeah, which
And
I
they
mean, help.
weren't for most of it. Like,
Yeah,
Jason Tatum
consistent
proved
scoring.
that he's a fantastic passer by dishing it off to Drew Holiday to let him score.
Yeah, I mean, it works out, and a lot of people will be like, "Oh, that," like,
Yeah.
no,
Well,
it was Drew. If you don't have Drew Holiday and Porzingis on this team, you weren't gonna win. You weren't probably gonna make it there.
you weren't gonna. Yes, that's a point.
They meant so much to this team. And I think I would give them like the award. I mean, not MVP, but like when you think of most valuable player, I think those two, Drew Holiday was probably the most valuable player. Because without
It
him,
was.
I mean, who you plug Smart in for him in this finals or
Yeah.
like throughout the whole playoffs? Yikes.
We don't make it here.
I don't know. Like, you might, but like, it's not as
Nah.
easy as it would have been.
Gonna level with you. I didn't see Drew huck up a three anywhere at the
No
beginning
dump
of any
shots.
shot clock. Yeah, no, it's glorious. Like that,
I don't miss that.
no, not one bit. Game two that Drew Holiday had, what was it, 26 and 11? Fucking
Yeah.
so good. Drew
Yeah.
Holiday just went out there and dominated. No one else was killing it. Like Jalen had 21. That's fine. That's good. Tatum basically had a triple double. I
Tatum.
think it was 18, 12, and 9.
Yeah.
And then Drew Holiday, leading scorer.
Balled
He'll give
out.
you 26 and 11. Derek White had 18. It's like, what a team right here. Like
Yeah.
everyone plays their role. And when it's somebody's night, like game one, it's Porzingis' night, feed him the ball. Game two, it's Drew Holiday's night, feed him the ball. And then the other nights, it was kind of Jaylen Brown, go crazy.
Yeah, Tatum scored 30 twice.
Did he?
I think so. Yeah, Tatum had 2 30-point games last night, and did he score 30 last night?
Think he did,
I mean,
yeah.
I wouldn't count last night. They
Yeah,
were just
oh, he
last
did.
night
He
towards the
had
end. They were just
31.
like,
Yeah, they were just fucking around.
yeah, he had 31 game
Yeah, so
two
he had it in
three,
game three and the last game three and five, he had 30.
but then the other game 16, 18, 15. But we'll get to
Yeah,
that later.
but those 16, 18, 15 came with
Didn't
rebounds
really
and
matter.
assists. Okay, so
Yeah.
let's get into the Jason Tatum talk.
Yeah.
You have been very outspoken,
Yeah.
very almost condescending. Toward
I'm still down with him.
our superstar.
Still a superstar.
Yeah. Okay.
I want to
So
say tier
so
one
he's still a
status.
supercar. Okay, but the
Well,
superstar
I
is
guess in today, I mean, yeah.
the
Yeah, he's.
superstar is a superstar.
Yeah.
Okay. So what were your problems with him, if any? Was it a perfect finals performance? Were you psyched?
I just didn't. He still disappeared in the fourth quarters. I was in there's stats to back it up. Do I know him? I saw him on
Yeah,
TikTok, but they're
you don't
legit
know him
stats.
offhand. It's on my TikTok.
He disappeared almost every fourth quarter, and it was pretty bad. And it's to a point where he didn't even want to touch the ball.
Yeah.
It's like, where do they go to on these fourth quarters? And this is all whatever. They won the finals,
Yep.
but
Nitpick.
Tatum didn't really impress me that much.
I'm gonna level with you. I definitely didn't think, even for a moment, that Finals MVP could be his. Like
A
it
lot of
didn't
people
cross
did.
my mind even once. I was like, yeah, it's definitely
Okay.
not Tatum. Who is it? So it
We'll
kind of
say
narrowed it down
this.
to like three guys. I was like,
My
is it?
girlfriend, who casually watches the games,
Yeah.
she was like, "Oh, Tatum's got to be MVP." I'm like, well, if you really actually watched, you knew Tatum wasn't getting that MVP
Yeah.
from the get-go. I
You're
mean,
like, well, have you been watching? Because he's got 18 points.
he was maybe the best player on the court, like had the best game in one of the games,
Yeah.
which would have been last night's game. Let's say
Yep.
that. He was last night's game was probably his best game of the whole
Yes, I would
series.
say so. Yeah, I'd agree.
The other four, the other three, the new Porzingis won MVP of game one, Holiday won game two MVP. Who would have game three doesn't matter. They are game three, who was probably Brown.
Game three, yeah. No, Tatum had 36 and 10. Never mind. Tatum had
Yeah,
three
but what
30
did he
point
shoot? What
games.
did he shoot?
That's a good point. I do not have
I
the
think he shot
percentages in
like,
front of me.
I'll look at it. Because he did, yeah, he scored 30 twice, but like he put up clunkers. 4 for 13 from three and 11 for 26. He took 26 shots and made 11. So like the volume was high, the percentage was low.
Yes. So I'm looking. So for the five games of the finals, he averaged 22, 8, and 7, which is pretty good.
And but what was his like
It,
shooting
I, the
percentage?
stats. Okay. So I got them in front of me. I got all his games in front of me. So game one, he shoots 43% from three.
That's
Game
good.
two. Game two, he shoots 14%.
Terrible.
Game three, he shoots 31%. Not great, not
Not bad.
awful though. Yeah,
You
it'll
rounded up
do.
30.8.
Yep.
I'm
Yeah.
trying. I can't. If I'm talking shit, I gotta.
31, 31. No, you gotta play the field here. Game four, 25%. Definitely
Terrible.
not great. And then the last game, the closeout game, arguably his best game. 14.3 again.
Yeah. He's not a 3-point shooter that everyone
No,
thinks.
he's definitely not a three-point shooter.
Or
He loves
something's in his
going
head.
for
I
seven.
don't know. He got the yips from three the whole
Yeah.
playoffs. I mean, he shot like 20-something percent.
So those are just his 3-point numbers, though. Let's look at the field here. Game one, he's shooting for 38%. We'll round up.
That's
From the
terrible.
field, that's not good. No. From the field in game two, 28%.
Even
Definitely.
worse.
Yeah, it's definitely not great either.
27.3. You rounded way up there.
Yeah.
I'm
I'm trying
fine
to be
with it.
generous. I'm trying to be generous. And then after that, though, are you seeing the spike here?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking 42,
Yeah.
40, 45. If you want to round it up,
46. Let's round
46.
up. Yeah.
But
That's a pretty good spike.
let's look at Browns. And that will show you why he's MVP. Part of it. I mean, I don't think he had a bad game like Tate. Well, he had one bad game, but from
Yeah, but
three, he
everyone
doesn't shoot
did.
a lot of threes. I mean, he was 20% shooter from three, but his field goal percentage 58, 53, 54. He had a bad game. Four, he shot 25, and then he didn't. Actually, last night in the last game, he didn't really shoot that well either, but 30.4.
No.
Four. So I mean, he eclipsed Tatum in three out of the five games
If
in
over
shooting percentage.
50% shooting from the field is fucking fantastic.
Insane. And he had to
Yeah.
guard their best player the whole series, pretty much.
3-point numbers are suspect,
They are,
though.
but he didn't shoot as many, and I don't think he's not the 3-point, like he's not a guy that's like we expect Tatum to have like 3-point numbers. We have a high standard
Yeah.
for him because he shoots way more. I mean, he shoots like
I
eight a
agree.
game. Brown maybe shoots like five a game. He could shoot eight, but like he doesn't. And he put up similar, I mean, and he, like I said, he had to guard their best player.
Yeah.
So
And
that's
I
why.
will give it to both the Jays here. The defense, obviously, we talked about it, Drew Holiday sense, but the whole team defense was
Oh, for sure.
immaculate.
For sure.
Everyone
For
was
sure.
balling. Everyone was on the same page. In
Yep.
game one, I've never seen Kyrie Irving play defense so intently, and it didn't matter because we still smoked him. But
Yep.
everyone was trying super hard, and the Celtics fed off that. Their defense was immaculate the whole way through. I will give it to them. They're the best defensive team I've seen in the very modern age. So I guess I would say from like 2010 onward.
Even better than some Spurs teams. I
Yeah.
think they played like nasty defense.
Yeah, they were. They were fantastic. But I would say this team is
Yeah.
better than those Spurs teams.
Okay.
They're not better than the Pistons in 04. That's why I say from 2010 onward.
Oh wait, Celtics probably not. But
Yeah. And like those
yeah,
old
agreed.
Spurs teams are
I
pretty
mean,
good. But
yeah, they the best all around team for sure.
yeah. by far. The best team in the league won the championship. Like this
Yeah.
was very on brand. We were the number one record,
Yep.
number one seed, fucking raped the finals, raped
Yeah,
the playoffs.
and it wasn't even close. I mean, we could hypothesize it all, whatever you want to call it.
Hypothetical.
Hypothetical. Yeah, we could be hypothetical all we want. Like, yeah, did we play the best team? Did any of the teams have their best player? No, but
They did
it's
for a
all
little
good.
bit. We
Yeah.
had to face Donovan Mitchell and Tyrese Haliburton at one point.
At one point. Yeah. But we probably would have beat them in six, all those teams.
Yeah, they wouldn't have had a chance to win.
Exactly. Yeah, they still win this. They still win the series, you would think. I mean, obviously the number one seed, sure.
Yeah, it's fucking fantastic. I'm just so psyched, so happy. Are you going to the parade on Friday?
Nah, I can't. I gotta be a pallbearer at a funeral. My great aunt. It's nothing crazy.
Oh,
But yeah.
she'd want you to skip for the
Nah,
championship
it's all
parade.
good. Honestly, parades are hectic, and I'm not trying to like
Oh,
go
you're too
crazy.
old for that now?
Yeah, a little more mature now. It's I'll go to the
Wow.
next one. If they're this good, they should win it next year.
That's fair. You
Go
know,
to next year's.
you're never too old to drink in the middle of the day. Maybe
Oh,
Ryan.
for sure, for sure. But yeah, it'll be okay.
Yeah,
You gonna
I
go?
have to work now, so I have to
Yeah,
work.
see.
So I'll probably we're fucking adults, so I have to work, but I'm gonna get out at 2, and I'm just gonna speed right into Boston for whatever the post parade
Oh,
celebrations are.
yeah, I'm sure it'll be. Oh, yeah, I'm sure it'll be like everyone will be out all day. Well, people start early,
Yeah,
so
so
if
maybe
they
they'll
can
take a
last,
nap. Yeah. Are
yeah,
you gonna be in the city, or are you
I'll be in
funeraling
Rhode
out all
Island.
day?
I'll be in Rhode Island. I'll probably stay in Rhode Island.
Ah, that's lame. I was gonna say, come
I
on,
gotta come
Marty.
back to the city that night because I gotta go somewhere Sunday. I gotta go to Worcester Saturday, but and I'm gonna take the train in, but. Yeah, I mean, I'm not that pissed. I mean,
Come party in the city.
nah, I'm good. I saw the Red Sox one.
That's fair. The Red Sox one was super sick. I was loving that.
And those were like in the fall time. Like, I'm good.
Yeah. Yeah,
But
see, it's
it's
better
gonna
in
be
the
fun.
summer.
It'll
It's
be
better
fun.
in the
I already
summer.
bought the Nike Celtics championship shirts. Those are
Did you?
sick.
I
Oh
gotta
yeah,
get one of
I
those. They look
purchased one
so
that night,
sweet.
and I did a Barstool one too.
God, I hate Barstool.
It was like with all the starting five on like a duck boat, them holding up the trophy or something.
That's
I could
their
probably flip
dope.
that shirt or both of them.
Probably.
I mean, that one's a unique one. The Nike
Look at
ones,
you.
they run the Nike ones up like crazy. But that was a cool shirt. So that'll be
Mind
in
of an
first.
entrepreneur right there.
Yeah,
Like
that'll come
I
in
can
soon.
flip this bitch for money.
The Barstool one, I'll wear it once or twice, but like I'm not really wearing graphic Celtics tees a lot,
Yeah,
so
no. Can't imagine that's
we're not
in the
five.
wardrobe. Yeah,
But
no.
yeah, it'll be cool. I mean, it'll be a fun day for the city. That's thankfully it's not happening during the heat wave. Like if it was happening like today or tomorrow or Wednesday, tomorrow was Wednesday, Thursday,
Yeah, it was supposed
people
to
would be
happen
like
tomorrow.
dying in the street.
Yeah, I wish they moved it to Saturday. That would have been way better because that would
People
have
are
been
saying
great.
Saturday, but I don't think the city, like, sure they want people to go, but they really don't want people
They
to go.
don't. No, they don't.
They don't want to deal with any of that bullshit.
Yeah.
Especially the cops, the mayor, Mayor Wu sucks, but like
Wait, Mayor Wu is the worst.
she doesn't want any of that fucking shit going on. Like it's gonna be chaos. Not chaos because everyone's kind of celebrating, but there's always, the dumb drunk kids that like
Oh yeah,
are gonna
there's going
do
to be
dumb shit.
arrests.
Yeah, there's 100% going to be arrests. Like, I think even at like the Super Bowl, the Chiefs Super Bowl parade, someone brought a gun. Like, there was like a shooting.
Yeah.
So it's like, bro,
Yeah,
like,
why couldn't they get Travis Kelce? Like,
oh jeez. Or
oh.
Patrick? Did you see Patrick Mahomes was at the Mavs games?
Yeah, he
Patrick
was.
Mahomes
It
was like
must
at
be
both
from
the Mavs
Dallas.
games. I was
Yeah.
gonna say the same thing actually, because like my girlfriend was like, "Why is he there?" And I'm like,
He
"He
must be
must
from
be from
Dallas.
Dallas. Let me look it up. I think he is from
Yeah.
Dallas."
Poor bastard. Dallas
Where's he
sucks.
from?
Place of shit.
Yeah, Tyler, Texas. Where's that? I
Probably
bet he
just
like
outside
stayed
of
there till he was like
Dallas.
two. He's probably not even like he was born there. I bet he went somewhere else. If anything, yeah, he's a Mavs fan. Tyler, Texas is. It looks like it's about 3 hours from Dallas. So that was his only team probably growing up. He's probably a Dallas fan over like the Spurs. Actually, he's probably a bandwagon Mavs fan, but he was sitting courtside with his girlfriend. It was funny to watch.
Yeah, I saw that his annoying freaking girlfriend was there.
But yeah, what were we talking about before that? We were talking about the
parade
the
getting
parade.
rowdy.
You're going to the parade. I'm not.
No,
then we
I'm
were
not even going to the parade. I'm going to the
oh sorry
celebration afterwards.
Both not going to the parade. We talked
Yeah.
about Tatum not getting it over Brown. Do you think Brown was deserving number one of MVP? I didn't ask you that.
I really wish it was Drew. Like, I really do. I think he deserved it the most of anyone else. Like, yeah, Brown was good, but even just looking over his numbers right now, it's like, I don't know. There really wasn't a clear-cut MVP. It's not like there was one dude that
For
averaged
sure.
30 and everyone else averaged like 15 to 18. Like,
Yep.
it
Good
was a
point.
team effort. So you can
Good
make
point.
an argument for anyone. So I'll make my argument for Drew. I just think Drew Holiday was almost perfect. Really, his worst game was the last game, and he was still pretty good. I think he had 15.
And I mean, in theory, he is MVP a whole season. I mean,
Yeah.
think about it. They didn't have him last year. They didn't win it. They have him this year. They won it. That's pretty valuable to me. I
Yeah.
mean, without
What he
him, I
did
don't.
for the team, it's head and shoulders. Like,
Who
it's
would you
huge.
give all season MVP to, I guess? For Celtics, why? Who's the Celtics season and playoffs MVP? Take into account both.
So Brown started out rough, but he really pulled it together. Tatum, you know, we were strong arming Tatum all year. I'd probably give the all season MVP to Brown. Like, he
To
was
Brown.
really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, I'm like a teacher. Like, I want to see a steady improvement.
Yep.
And, you know, if Brown's going to start out, like, the first month was a little shaky, and then it just trended upward from there and peaked in the finals. And I'm like, all right, I'll take that.
Yeah, totally agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially like when he gets you to the finals, like, he was sick. He deserved Eastern Conference MVP crushing the
Oh, for
Pacers.
sure.
Like, he very much deserved it.
Yeah, he
He was
was totally
fantastic.
front runner for that, guarantee. Like, I don't think there was
Yeah.
even a question about it.
No one was close. Drew, maybe, because Drew Holiday had some great steals down the stretch
Yes.
there. And I really do believe if Porzingis played all those games, he totally would have won Finals MVP. But, you know, we're not going to get into hypotheticals or what ifs. You know, I think it would be a
Yeah.
guarantee. I think it'd be a layup. Like, I think it would be the easy option. But, you know, gambling sucks and the world wants to spite me, and that's why I don't gamble. So.
Yeah, and yeah, I mean, I guess regular season, yeah, probably Jalen, like you said.
Yeah. It would have to be, right? Like, you know, we were condemning Tatum left and right. Drew Holiday doesn't put up gaudy numbers. Like, you never look at the box score and go, wow, Drew had 30 tonight. No, that didn't happen.
No, but he made a world of difference on the defensive
He
end.
did.
I
Yeah,
mean,
he was perfect for the team.
a lot of
I would
people
say,
call, actually, a lot of pros call him the best guard
yeah,
defender. So it's like, even
they
look, the
do.
pro,
For
other people on the
years,
other
they've been
team
saying it
say
for
it.
like a
They still
decade.
say it to this day. Like today,
Yeah.
he's still the best. I mean, he's
Yeah.
getting up there in age now, but today they're saying
Yeah,
he's
but his
still the
game
best.
ages so gracefully too. Like, he's not a high flyer. Like, he doesn't need
He's like a
athleticism.
Jason Kidd almost. Like, he played
Yeah.
very well into his later years.
Dude, Jason Kidd, when he was on the Knicks, he was almost 40. Like, yeah, we can roll with
Yeah.
that.
And he still played pretty well. I mean, he
Yeah,
helped the
he was
Mavs
good.
win a championship. Oh yeah, Dirk was the guy, but he was
But
a
he was
huge
old as hell. He
contributing
was
factor.
38 when he won that fucking championship. He was
Yeah.
really old.
Well, it's like Horford right now, but I mean, different.
Yeah. But,
Dirk
you
was
know.
on top of the world at that point. But yeah, I agree with you. Brown, and then probably, I mean, Tatum second. I mean, he
Derek White has a good argument to be full season
season MVP.
MVP, though. Like,
Derek
he
White
was
does too.
really good.
It's
Dude,
hard.
he was so good.
Because it's not about the best player. It's about who was the
No.
most, who brought the most value overall to the team. I mean, and you could, like you
Yes.
said, Drew Holiday, the main difference between this season and last season, we didn't have Drew Holiday.
Yep.
And we won.
And Porzingis and
You don't
many
make
other
those two
ones.
moves, I don't think we win it.
Yeah,
Porzingis
no,
and Drew
certainly
Holiday on
not.
this
You
team, I
don't
don't
get
think we win.
anywhere close. Yeah, no. And
We
that
ran it back with last year's team.
we'll say this and then we'll wrap it up. But this team is a testament to like vitriol and determination. Like, I'm not gonna give up. You know, we got really close, lost to the
Yep.
Warriors in 22 last
Yep.
year. It all blew up after coming back from 3-0 down. We almost get there. Tatum rolls his ankle and it's like, oh fuck. Like, if Jason
It's
Tatum's
over.
gone, our offense is shitty. Yeah. And the, you know, Brad Stevens looked at that and went, well, Tatum went down and we are fucked. So we need more offense and we're just going to double down on defense. Marcus Smart isn't cutting it anymore. In fact, I think Marcus Smart was downright bad last year.
Yeah.
He had, it, the year he won Defense Player of the Year, I'll give it to him. He was good. Last year, I don't think he was good at all.
Yeah.
I
He
think he
said,
was
see ya.
shitty. Yeah, but it's perseverance where Brad's like, all right, you know, how do these puzzle pieces work? We're gonna move this, and it's he's building this grand portrait that he's got going on, and he finally got the masterpiece. Everyone's together, and it's just complete perseverance where it's like, we're gonna keep building a great team until we get it. And now that they've got it, they don't mind paying them. They're like, all right, you know, they signed Jrue Holiday to that fat deal. They've already made it perfectly clear they're gonna re-sign Derek White. I thought Porzingis was done after last year, but apparently he
Still
got
got
his
another one.
money. Yeah, he's under contract for a year after that. So it's like they've willingly paid everyone. And then we all know Tatum's getting the bag, and they gave Jaylen what seemed like a ridiculous contract, but he's fucking Finals MVP. So, like, that's not that
Yeah,
bad of a
wasn't a
contract
ridiculous
anymore.
contract
No,
anymore.
it's really
And
not,
I was one of
right?
those people. Yeah.
Yeah, we were both saying it because I'm like,
Yeah.
highest paid player in history for Jaylen Brown. But, like, do you. You know, are you like, well, that contract was worth it now?
Oh, for sure. I mean,
Yeah,
he
you
was
kind of
Finals
have to be,
MVP.
right?
I
Yeah,
mean,
I know,
Finals
right?
MVP and Eastern Conference MVP.
You're like, well, shit. Because we were shitting on it left and right, dude. It's low hanging fruit. We're like, wow,
I mean,
Jaylen
but what did
Brown
we get
got it.
last year? I mean, he was arguably lost it because he so many turnovers, couldn't dribble with his left. He improved.
I agree. Yeah, he was fucking
Doubted him, and he
atrocious.
improved.
That's a good point. I did not see him dribble into double coverage and turn the ball over much.
He just didn't do the turnovers. That was a huge thing too. Another reason why they made it
That
so
probably
far. I
could have
mean,
won it for us alone.
Jaylen Brown stepped up. I mean, obviously MVP of the playoff, the whole playoffs, I guess, because you
Yeah.
call him the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and the MVP
Yeah,
of the.
that's
He
for
was the
everything.
most valuable player of the whole playoffs out of all the
Yeah.
teams. Had to be. That's why he got the award. But yeah, I mean, you're totally right. This team will be good probably for the next year or two. I mean, definitely
Yeah.
next year it's the same team. So,
Definitely next year. Probably the year after that.
do you
Like
think there's a little
we're
bit of a hangover
certainly a
next
little
year,
bit.
in the beginning of the
Certainly a
season?
little bit. Yeah. But that's
Mazzulla is
fine
under
if we start
fire.
out a little rough. We talked about it in the last show. Like, are you scared of anyone in the East? Like, I'm not afraid of the Knicks. I'm
Well,
not
once
afraid of
they're
the
healthy, I
Bucks.
mean, we don't. There's going to be some moves this summer. I don't think there's any crazy
Yes.
players up for grabs. I think like Paul George is up for grabs, but he's
Yeah.
fucking.
You could
Doesn't
go to
scare me.
Philly. Still doesn't scare
I mean,
me.
if they get him and what's his name, Klay Thompson.
Yeah, I love
But
Klay
these are all
Thompson,
old
but he's
names at this
fucking
point.
over.
Like these
Yeah,
are all.
exactly. That's the point. I love Klay Thompson, but he's fucking done. Like he's old.
He's
He's
not a
so
top five, top 10 guy in the league anymore. So it's like,
no, starting in top 20.
and he's not even making three. Maybe if he goes to the right team. He does. I don't know. I heard some talkings. He was probably gonna go to Philly, but he
That'd be sick.
He unfollowed the Warriors on
Warriors, I
Instagram and all
saw
that
that.
shit. That was some dumb shit. Instagram
Yeah, so
bullshit.
dramatic.
But yeah, I mean, yeah, the only team you'd have to be scared of is the Bucks, right? I
Yeah,
mean,
that'd be the only thing I could think of.
they're getting older. Like they're still gonna be
Yeah.
good for sure if
Giannis
they
has
can
been
stay
hurt the
healthy.
last 2 years. Who's to say he's not going to
Yeah,
get hurt the third year?
he's
You
probably
know?
gonna get hurt again. I mean, the guy
Yeah.
can't stay healthy. Dame is always getting hurt,
Yeah, and
and they don't
Dame
really
wasn't
have any.
good last year. Like, he's
Yeah.
kind of getting old too. Like, we really
Who
think Dame's
else?
going to get better with age? Probably not.
Probably not. And I mean,
Yeah.
Cavs could
Cavs,
be really
probably not.
good.
They need a big move. Like,
They
they.
yeah, well, they all need a big move. I mean,
Yeah.
look at the Celtics. They had to make two big moves to get a final. So like,
Yes, absolutely.
the only
And I'm
if you're
sure
gonna,
there will be
yeah.
some big moves, but, like, I don't know. Pending, like, LeBron going back to the Cavs, I don't really see anything big.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't think there's any big names under like free agency this year. Like they're all kind of like the bigger names are all kind of old and like could they
Yeah,
contribute
or
to a
signed
team?
up.
Yeah, I mean Pacers and Magic will probably be top four seed next year. They're just
Yeah,
getting better.
Pacers were lucky to get as far as they did. I don't think they had that much
Pacers
chance.
and they'll still probably still make the playoffs. Miami, like sure they got Butler and whoever, but like they're not going to be
Yeah.
that great again. Like Chicago might improve a little bit. Hawks, I think the Hawks actually have like a good draft pick this year.
Yeah, they had the number one.
yeah, they finished 10th. So, I mean,
But the
they
draft
could
sucked.
improve. I mean, yeah. Well, the top couple of picks are probably worth
They're
it, but
not. They're not good.
yeah, other than that, there's not really any team that I'm like, oh, after watching what just happened, it's like you kind of can't be like, there's no other team that's like
Yeah.
compared. Like I said, like Cleveland, the only team probably has to be the Bucks if they stay healthy, a healthy Bucks
Yeah.
team, but they
And
still probably beat them.
I know you. I can see your lip twitching. I can tell you want to say my New York Knicks are gonna do it, but they're not.
Oh, the
They're
two
gonna
New
get
York
hurt.
Knicks. No, I didn't see. I didn't
Yeah.
even say them. Yeah.
Okay. But like I could see like, behind those flickering eyes of yours that you were like,
Yeah.
my brother's on the New York Knicks, they're gonna do it. They're
Well, no,
not.
they don't
They're
even have
gonna
the.
get hurt.
They don't have them anymore.
Yeah, you're right.
All
Who
those guys are
yeah,
gone.
it's
This
all
is the
Villanova
Villanova
guys
Knicks
now.
now. Yeah,
Yeah,
this
you're
is
right.
not my
Yeah.
team.
So now you big Raptors guy, you're like the Raptors. The Raptors are gonna make a sneaky finals run.
You know what? I'll be a Raptors fan. Whatever. They suck. They're not going to be a threat.
Yeah.
So yeah, second favorite team.
You're the entire Raptors fan base.
Right. I mean, they do have. I mean, let's look at their roster. I don't think
Like
they're like
Dennis
god
Schroeder.
awful.
They're not good.
Oh yeah, they are bad.
Yeah.
Quickly, Gary Trent
He's
Jr., RJ
good.
Barrett, Scotty Barnes, Jacob Poeltl was their starting lineup. Kelly Olynyk's their sixth man.
God, he
And then
sucks.
Grady Dick is their like seventh man,
That's
who was like a
hilarious.
free he was a rookie last year. Like
Yeah.
he actually played pretty good looking at his stats his first year. But anyways, yeah, no team. No team. I mean,
Yeah.
after what we just watched is really unless
Yeah,
like the Bucks stayed
I think
healthy. It
it's a
would have been
layup.
interesting to see a healthy Bucks team. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
I think it would have been really interesting just because like Giannis
Because
is
we would
so
have
big of
met
a
them
big.
instead of the Pacers.
Yeah, and they're such a big like mismatch. I think with
Yeah.
it would
And
be
they
interesting. It
fucking
just would have
beat
been
the
interesting.
Celtics. It would have
It
been
would have been
far
interesting.
better than a sweep. We would have won in six.
For sure. I agree.
Yeah.
And like now we kind of can't doubt it. Like now I'm
Yeah.
just waiting to see like they gotta do it again, like they should. And if they
Yep.
don't, I think a lot of people are gonna be pissed because like
Yeah,
this was a
absolutely.
make or break year. If they didn't win it this year,
And we said that all year,
we
so
said
let's
all
take that
year.
in for a second. We said
Yeah.
all year, if they don't win it this year,
Yep.
it's fucking over. Like
It's
we have
over.
to blow it up
Yeah.
and rebuild, trade everyone, move, relocate the franchise to Buffalo. Like we have nothing left over, but we won. And it doesn't matter. We went all in, pushed the chips to the
64
table.
and 18. As you take a sip of champagne. Yeah, I
How
mean,
sweet it is.
you're totally right. They want it. Doubted them. They want it. Tatum's commercial. I was one of the guys saying it.
Yeah.
Oh well. If anything, according to him, that helped him. Helped him. So you're
See,
welcome.
you
You're
helped.
welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome. I did that to help you win. I hated
Exactly.
you to help you win. What a
And
guy. Golf
exactly.
clap for you, Connor. You contributed to the team as much as Drew Holiday.
And I've watched him play more than anybody else. So I can
Oh,
say that
100%. Yeah,
confidently.
it's true. Yes. I'm
Out
gonna
of
love it. Like, yes, you
Yeah.
fucking watched Jason
I
Tatum
remember
way
watching him
longer
on
than I
Duke. I
have.
remember watching highlights of him before he even came to Duke when he was in high
Yeah.
school. So I've been watching
That
him
fucked.
since he was 18. Let's just say that.
And you still hate him. That's
No, I don't. I think he
crazy.
can
No,
just
I'm just
be,
kidding.
the
I'm just fucking
potential
with
is
you.
there. And it's just, yeah.
He
But,
could be
anyways,
a
yeah.
lot better. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think we'll call it a wrap. Sweet, sweet, victorious 18th banner of a wrap. Oh, how sweet it is.
How sweet it is to be loved by the Celtics.
Yeah. And for Jason Tatum to be loved by you. Remember to throw us a like, rate, subscribe. Anything you can would be greatly appreciated. Comment, talk as much shit as you want to Connor for being a Jason Tatum hater. And boom, that is it. More championships than the Lakers. Fuck the Lakers. Later.
Peace, fuck LA.